Good morning. It is the 6th of December, 2018, and today we have the Queen of Wands and the King of Cups reversed. Losing their grip. We have a situation, and I'm quite sure it's a situation we'd rather not be in or deal with, but here we have it, in the form of a very troubled human. Fire and water, what can I say? The sunny, outgoing Queen of Wands is of the suit of fire, Aries, Sagittarius, and Leo, and is the ultimate survivor. She's seen it all, pretty much, which is why she's so warm and funny and entertaining. The comedian with the dark past, hinted at by the mysterious black cat at her feet on the more traditional images. A wand is a wand. After all, she does have that transformative ability, that aura of theater and magic. It is the way of theater folk, you see, in this business we call show, to suspend reality, take people's thoughts away from their problems and pains, if just for a little while. It is a valuable contribution. During war, depression, disaster, entertainment thrives. The King of Cups is of the suit of water, Cancer, Pisces, and Scorpio, and operates from the heart. Emotion and instinct make him who he is, a tender-hearted, forgiving, compassionate king. Artistic and musical himself, I would ordinarily say this pair has some serious potential. Fire and water is steam, and we like steam lattes and veggies and creases on our pants, but a steam burn hurts like a bitch. I'm glad this queen is looking after this king today. Hey! I'm glad this queen is looking after this king today, who I'll give the benefit of the doubt and just say he's having a very hard slide. Possibly and probably alcohol, but drinking is only a symptom. What's really going on? Insecurity regarding masculinity or sexuality may be the cause of his confusion or depression, something he doesn't seem to be able to identify or express. He's all churned up and all over the place. He may be in over his head emotionally and now just doesn't want to deal with it and looks to escape any way he can. Sex, drugs, lies, and he may have to pawn that crown soon, too. Yes, the dreamy King of Cups. In this desperate state, he could sell ice cubes to Eskimos and charm the snakes out of the trees. But this queen, she's not buying it. Not at all. She saves her compassion for those who really need it, not this sorry-ass mess. She's not even looking his way. He's a grown-ass man with plenty of resources. The world isn't just his oyster. He owns all the oysters. There is some Mars-Neptune weirdness happening, so I think the possibility of a steam burn is pretty strong right now. I'm reassured by her presence. She looks straight ahead, unflinchingly, and will not be brought down. But perhaps she's the only one he can open up to, which is good. She's been through much worse, and she knows the cure for what ails him. Tough love. Good day.